for this game?
You know, wherever I was needed at right tackle today, and I was able to step in and, you know, do my job.
And you played right tackle in college, right?
Yeah, I played tackle all throughout college, so it wasn't like it was foreign to me. You know, it's something that I'm able to do.
How about your thoughts on the game? A little bit frustrating, I imagine?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. Just couldn't get that groove, you know, as offensive line. You know, you have to play as one. All five guys have to be on the same page, and, you know, one guy have a breakdown here and there. It results in a negative play or a sack here, and we can't have that. We all have to be on the same page and communicate together.
You know, I looked back at last year, and there's probably six or seven different types of lineups. This really illustrates the point that you have to have depth at O-line because, quite honestly, issues happen and different people have to step in, don't they?
Yeah, it happens. It happens every year across the league. We're not the only team that faces this. So you have to be able to be to have depth, be versatile, be able to play multiple positions and, you know, be able to step in like that guy never left.
How about last question here as far as Coach Reed addressing you guys to the extent you're comfortable? What did he have to say to you?
It wasn't good enough. I mean, plain and simple. And it wasn't. I haven't seen the film yet, but, you know, just based off the feel of the game and looking at the scoreboard, it was obvious it wasn't good enough, you know, as an offense and primarily as a group, as an offensive line. So, you know, we got to step it up, and that's what we're going to do.
Jeff, appreciate you taking time.
Thank you.